May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures الحمد لله عز وجل I'm going to go through some of the important rulings of Salah as well in the meantime we're going to get the answers for some of the problems that people have mentioned. Now, I'm the only one in the studio today. I'm here, inshallah, Azawajal, and we're going to get the wazaif and everything, inshallah, Azawajal, as normal in the program. So please don't worry about anything. I'm going to start off with the sunnahs of Takbir-e-Tahreema. So Takbir-e-Tahreema, as you know, there are conditions, there are fara'id of salah, there are also Sunnahs of Salah. So what we are going to be learning today is the Sunnah of Salah. Number one is to raising hands for Takbir-e-Tahreema. To raise your hands for Takbir-e-Tahreema. Keeping the fingers in their normal condition. Neither keep them too close nor produce tension in them. So don't have them like this, don't have them like this. But normal, whatever position they are, you lift them towards your ears. The inside part of the palms as well as the fingers should face the Qibla. So if you can try, instead of reading namaz like this, yeah, have your palms towards the Qibla like this, with your thumbs touching your earlobes. Not bowing the head at the time of Takbir-e-Tahreema. So when you got your hands lifted like that, don't bow your head like this. Just normal, as you would stand normally, that's how you would do your Takbir-e-Tahreema. Raising both hands up to the ears before starting the utterance of takbir. So up to the ear lobes, and then this is where you start the takbir. Allahu Akbar. So all that way, when the hand is traveling, you should be saying the takbir. Allahu Akbar. Main thing is to say the word Allahu Akbar. But raising both the hands and starting the takbir from here is sunnah. The same sunnah applied to the takbir of kunut as well. So basically when you lift your hands up as well, you start the takbir from there and you say Allahu Akbar and then fold your hands. The takbirat of both Eid Salah is the same as well. And the Imam's uttering of Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida, to recite that is also sunnah as well. A lot of people sometimes make the major mistake of not saying Allahu Akbar. They lift their hands up and they just tie their hands and they won't even read anything. It's very important that we read the word Allahu Akbar. And then Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. When you stand up erect, straight, recite the word Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Salam loudly, raising the voice louder than the requirement is makruh. So if we say the word salam, like assalamu alaikum, don't recite it too loudly, just normal condition as they are. Number 11, folding the hands immediately after the takbir. So when you have your hands up there, fold them immediately after the takbir is sunnah. After uttering takbir-e-ula, some people drop their hands to their sides or sway their arms backwards and forth. This is a deviation from the sunnah. So the sunnah is Allahu Akbar. Rather than having this and then having your hands swayed on the side, or having this and letting your hands on the side and then folding your hands. Straight away, we fold our hands. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I have Wazifa to read, please? Proposals are coming for marriage, but my parents are not accepting them. I am very worried as I am now 29 years old and in search of a rishta. Please, can you give me something to read? Allah Azza wa Jal make it easier for you. And, you know, these marriage proposals that are coming, if there's any thing that is written in your destiny. May Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. Now, it's not an istikhara request, that is fine. If you do need an istikhara for your marriage, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, that will be done on our hotline number. If you can note down the number, 01274 733578, regarding the marriage itself, because there might be a few questions that they sometimes ask, and it's better if you ring the istikhara hotline number. Ji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have been working for a few years now, and I'm wanting to leave my job and start a new career. Is there anything that you can give me to read so that I can start to read that and get a good job? Okay, inshallah azawajal. Soon as I get the wazifa, I will inshallah azawajal mention that to you as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Recently, we lost a family member and we cannot find him. In Pakistan, he is lost. We are quite worried. We are, majority of the family is in the UK, but obviously we are worried. Is there something that we can do or something that we can read to find him? Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you, and whichever family member that you have lost, may Allah Azza wa Jal inshallah bring him back safe and sound. As you know, especially at the moment, there was a lot of kidnappings as well, you know, so it's very important that we keep our children, our relatives safe. It's not only children, obviously they were an easy target for these people, but we should remember, inshallah, there is a wazifa, inshallah, I've asked for the wazifa, so as soon as I get the wazifa, inshallah, I'll send that wazifa across to you. Ji, so inshallah, we're going to start off with some sunnahs of Qiyam. Men should fold their hands beneath their navel with their right palm on the back of their left wrist. So that's my right palm, that's my left palm on the back of the wrist like this. And the small finger should be around the left wrist, and their remaining hand finger should be on the back of the left forearm like this. So this is for the men, how they should be folding their hands underneath their belly button. Reciting sana first and then ta'awuz and then tasmiyah. Now reciting subhanaka allahumma is also a sunnat as well. And reciting the tasmiyah, the bismillah rahman rahim and a'udhu billah, they are sunnat as well. Reciting sana, ta'awuz and tasmiyah immediately one after the other is a sunnat. So inshallah, so we'll go through a few more sunnahs of salah. Someone asked regarding stomach pains. Inshallah, so that is a verse of the Quran, Holy Quran, para number 23, Surah Was-Safat, verse number 47. لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون. لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون. Recite this verse 3 times. Blow on water, etc., and have the patient drink it or tie it to the stomach after writing. So there's 2 ways that you can act upon this. Number one is to recite the verse 3 times, La fiha ghawlu wa la hum anha yunzafoon, before and after. If you recite the Rood-e-Pak, even recite Bismillah, because whenever you read the Quran, we should start off with Bismillah, A'udhu Billah as well, and then get a glass of water and then just blow in there. And then give the water to the patient to drink. Inshallah, azawajal, by the will of Allah, he will get better. And the other option is to write this verse on a piece of paper, fold it and tie it to the stomach. Maybe the inner part of your clothes, you can just tie it inside so that it's touching the stomach. Then inshallah, azawajal, stomach pain, inshallah, azawajal, by Allah, will go away. My son has got very itchy skin. We have tried using different types of ointments and creams, but nothing is really working at the moment. Is there anything that we could read or do an istikhara for us? Allah Azza wa Jal give shifa to your son. Sometimes it's a test. Allah is the one who gives shifa. We all know that and we all believe in that. Now sometimes what happens is maybe the medicine that you are taking, your body is immune to that and it's not benefiting you. But that doesn't mean that we stop taking our medication Do not stop taking medications without the prior permission from your doctor. But there are some wazaif that we can, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, read and is given barakat. And this wazaif, I know many people that I have given this wazifa to have said that, alhamdulillah, they are getting better. Now, maybe you don't need a wazifa. Who are you? You're watching the program. You don't have the itchy skin. But maybe you might know someone who has itchy skin. So please try to pass this on to them also, so that they can, inshallah, azawajal, try to get a cure from this as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِزَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٌ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Recite the above verse and perform dhamm on affected area of itchiness. Also perform dhamm upon water and give to drink. So again, there's two ways that you can act upon this wazifa. Number one is to recite this verse of the Quran. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِزَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٌ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Inshallah, so if you read that verse and then do dhamm, blow on the part of the area which is itchy, inshallah, it will be getting better. And the other way is to recite this verse of the Quran and then just blow on water and drink that water, inshallah, azza wa jal, by the will of Allah, you will find cure as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. At the moment, I don't know what is happening to me. I feel very tired and very fatigued and very tired all the time when I am working at home or even outside. Please give me something to read, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allah azza wa jal give shifa, inshallah, azza wa jal. I'll get that as well. First of all, the Islam brother who asked us regarding his job, that he wanted to change his job. But the first thing is that make sure that that job that you are going to do is allowed in Sharia. You don't want to be working in a place where the job is not an allowed. You haven't mentioned what type of job you were doing, what type of work. You know, I do presume that it is going to be a good one, inshallah, something that Sharia will allow us. But if you are going to swap your jobs, or you, like you said, you wanted to have a career change, there is a very beautiful wazifa, Ya Wahhabu. If you recite that 300 times after Salatul Fajr, Ya Wahhabu, 300 times after Salatul Fajr, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, worries about sustenance will be removed. So this worry that you have that I want to go into a new career, what's going to happen to me? Sometimes people are a bit scared of leaving their old jobs and moving into a different career, because obviously they've been in that job's been paying their bills. But now, you know, they're scared if we go to a different job, what's going to happen? So inshallah, as well, make sure that whatever job you do is, number one, it is accepted in Sharia, it is halal earnings. And then recite this wazifa, inshallah, by the will of Allah, you will enjoy your job and inshallah it will be better for you as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ya Quddusu, Ya Quddusu, Ya Quddusu. Whoever invokes this repeatedly during the journey will not suffer fatigue. Now, so for example, when you are traveling into a different place and, you know, maybe it's a long travel, that's like the Sabur Bhai been traveling for 9 hours, then another 11 hours, that's 20 hours in a plane. Obviously, you know, you do get tired by sitting, but inshallah, azza wa jal, if you read this wazifa, Ya Quddusu, inshallah, azza wa jal, your fatigue will be finished, inshallah, azza wa jal, you'll enjoy your traveling as well. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you give me something to read? Because my daughter is sleeping at night, but she is always crying. I have to, you know, be with her for a few hours before she can get back to sleep. Maybe sometimes she cries again. Okay, inshallah, so Allah Ta'ala make it easier for your daughter as well. It is quite hard, you know, with children as well, because obviously, and now there might be different reasons why they are scared. Number one is, you know, if they are watching any films, ma'azallah, and they're watching something and it's a scary movie or something like that, then obviously that's going to affect her as well. We shouldn't be watching movies. Do Tawbah, and inshallah, you know, try to watch Madani channel, try to watch the children's program on Madani channel. They will inshallah benefit you as well. But if your children are inshallah, you know, suffering with that, inshallah, I'll get you the wazifa very soon, inshallah, azawajal. Now, someone who can't get to sleep, mashallah, being sent a wazifa, someone who can't get to sleep, he says, one who cannot sleep due to any pain, recite La ilaha illallah abundantly near him, he will fall asleep. Further, the patient will recover soon by the mercy of Allah. Please be careful that the voice of a recitation does not reach the patient. So anyone who cannot get to sleep because of pain. Now, maybe, you know, you've got pain in your body, you've got a headache. Recite La ilaha illallah, the person who is there. Maybe the person himself can recite that as well. But if it's a child, then keep reading La ilaha illallah near the child so that he doesn't wake up or she doesn't wake up. Inshallah, that will be better for them as well. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My mom is in hospital. She is suffering from swollen arteries. Please, can you tell us a zikr or wazifa that we can read? Inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I suffer from epilepsy and sometimes I get better. It is happening a bit too often in the last few weeks. Please help me. I need someone to help me with this. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give you shifa. Don't worry, inshallah. Remember, shifa is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala is the one who will give shifa kamila. So then again, what it is, it's like, for example, this person who's asked us to help them. There might be so many people in your neighborhood who need that help. So as Muslims, inshallah, as well, if we can try to go and help them, that will be very beneficial as well, inshallah, azawajal. Someone who asked for a wazifa regarding nightmares. The wazifa is here now. So read this wazifa 21 times. Ya mutakabbiru. Ya mutakabbiru. Recite this 21 times before sleeping every day. One who suffers from frightful nightmares will no longer suffer them by virtue of this wazifa. Duration of remedy until cured. So if anyone is having nightmares due to anything, then inshallah, so recite Ya mutakabbiru 21 times. Inshallah, by the will of Allah, they will be cured, inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Code word ocean. Couple of months ago, I have been having migraines 2 to 3 times a week. I have started to read Ya Salamu 111 times in water. Very much suspicious about it in my head. Paranoid. Don't want to mention further or point to people in the family. Please, istikhara will be done today, inshallah, azza wa jal. Okay. I will do the istikhara, inshallah, as soon as we get the result. I'll let you know with that, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I just have been to the doctors and the doctor has said that maybe I will have cholesterol or blood pressure. Is there anything that I could read or I can do to help me, please? Inshallah, azza wa jal. There's a wazifa for epilepsy. Epilepsy. The wazifa is Suratul Shams. It is extremely beneficial to recite Suratul Shams and blow in the ear of the epileptic patient. So anyone who is suffering from epilepsy, then recite Suratul Shams. Like وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. If you recite that surat in the ear of the person who is epileptic, inshallah, Allah will give them Shifa-i Kamila. Sometimes people, they pass out, so recite that whenever they are having the epileptic fit at that time, and recite that. Now here, I just want to mention that where we do the wazaif, we also need medical assistance as well. So if you do see someone who is epileptic, and you know, if he needs medical assistance, please keep the wazifa being read, but also get medical assistance as soon as possible. Because sometimes what happens is, because that person, his shifa will be written in medicine, not the wazif that we are reading. Well, whoever or wherever Allah Ta'ala gives the shifa. So make sure that if he needs medical attention, we get the medical attention to him as well. Ji, inshallah, azza wa jal, we are going to wazifa for today, inshallah, as well. Let's see what the wazifa this week we're going to have. It will be on the screen, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who is looking for a job, you see on the screen now, a person who is looking for a job, he's got a job interview, or he's got any other assistance that he needs from a job. Recite Ya Azizu. Invoke this 41 times before going to meet a ruler or an officer. That ruler or the officer will get compassionate. MashaAllah. So if you've got a job interview, you're looking for a job, or you're going to an officer regarding anything, then recite this wazifa, Ya Azizu. Ya Azizu. Recite this 41 times. Inshallah, once you read it 41 times, go to the interviewer or the officer, whoever you are meeting. If it's a job interview, inshallah, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will be successful. Now here, I just want to mention one very important thing here. Whenever we have a job interview, whenever we have, it's regarding to do the dunya, we'll wake up in the morning, we'll offer our Fajr Salah, and then we'll go to the interview, because we've learned that Allah gives blessings. Now can you imagine, you know, how our mindset is tuned, that when it's to do with the dunya, it's going to benefit my dunya. I read the wazifa, I read my Fajr Salah, but when it's a normal day, I don't have an interview, I might not even wake up for Fajr Salah, I might not even read any wazifa. Now today, this is what you see in a lot of people. Yeah, we've got something, we need help. Yeah, now that help will come to the masjid, and no doubt that what we are doing is right. We should ask help from Allah Azza wa Jal. But the thing is, why just only when we need help? Why can't we do ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal to thank Him? To thank Him for all the blessings that He's given us. Why is it that we only come towards Allah Azza wa Jal? Why is it that we only come towards the Salah? Why is it that when we only open the Quran when we need it, when we have problems? You know, even in problems and not in problems, we should always read the Quran. We should always remember our Rabb Azza wa Jal. So inshallah, as well, for those of you who are waiting for a job interview, and you've got a job interview, or you're going for an interview with something else, recite this wazifa, Ya Azizu, 41 times. Inshallah, by the will of Allah, you will be cured. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please can you give me something to read, as I am going through a very difficult time. I had an argument with my husband and he has now left the house. He's been gone a few days and we have no contact with the family. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. Especially domestic problems are very, very on the rise, domestic issues. And as Muslims, we need to understand how we can make things better at home. Rather than creating more issues at home, we need to find solutions for these issues. And sometimes the solution is not that we have an argument at home. Remember, always try to run away from arguments. If your husband is angry, he's arguing with you, the wife should stop arguing. If the wife is angry and arguing, the husband should stop quiet. Because if you both argue with each other, what's going to happen? You know, you don't put fire out with fire. You put fire out with water. Now, if someone is angry and you are angry with them, then it's going to erupt more and things are going to get even worse at home as well. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We are having a lot of issues at home. I remember watching your program a few months ago where you gave a wazifa for domestic issues where the husband and wife will start to stop arguing. Is there anything that I could be reading at home as well? Inshallah Azawajal. Wait for the answer, Inshallah Azawajal. Let's go back to learning some of the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now these sunnahs are the sunnahs of ruku, uttering Allahu Akbar for ruku. So when you are standing up straight and it's time to going to the ruku, say Allahu Akbar going to ruku. Sami Allahu liman hamida Allahumma rabbana wa lakal hamd. Allahu Akbar when you're going to sajda. So always utter Allahu Akbar when going into ruku. Uttering Subhana Rabbiyal Azim three times in ruku. So three times to recite in ruku Subhana Rabbiyal Azim is a sunnah. The man's holding the knees with his hands. So for men when they go into ruku, to hold the knees with your hands is a sunnah. Spreading the fingers wide apart. When you are gripping your knees, spread your fingers wide apart. That is also a sunnah for men. Keeping the legs straight in ruku. Some people bend their legs like a bow. This is makruh. Someone asked for a wazifa for migraines. Inshallah Azawajal. The wazifa for the migraines is recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and blow onto the head. The pain will subside. The same if written on a piece of paper and after making an amulet tied around the head, inshallah azawajal will be beneficial. So again, there's two ways that you can use this wazifa. Number one is that if you have migraine headaches, then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and blow onto the head. If you are doing it for yourself, then you can blow on your hands. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Blow on your hands and then do massage over your head. If it's someone else, then you can read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and blow onto them. Or the other way is that you write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on a piece of paper. Fold it and then just, for example, I used to have a lot of migraines and headaches as well before, long time ago now. That's I'm talking about 10, 11 years ago. So Alhamdulillah, I got a wazifa of a ta'weez from someone, even though I do give ta'weez myself. But I got a ta'weez from someone and Alhamdulillah, I put it onto my head. That it was touching the part of the head that it was a headache. And Alhamdulillah, since then, to be honest with you, I've never ever had migraines. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala keep them away from me as well. But it's a very beautiful mujarrab. Mujarrab means tried and tested. And inshallah, you will not have migraines as well. Also, someone asked for a family member that was lost. Inshallah, Azawajal, what you need to do is get a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper, on each corner of the piece of paper, write Ya Haqqu. Ya Haqqu. So you get this piece of paper. On the right corner, Ya Haqqu. Top left, Ya Haqqu. Bottom right, Ya Haqqu. Bottom left, Ya Haqqu. And then, so when you recite Ya Haqqu, have that piece of paper in your hand and make dua that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, our so and so family member who is missing, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, let him come back home safe and sound. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by the will of Allah, you will find some news about him. Now this is also written in the booklet, Mendak Suwar Bichu. So Ya Haqqu, on each corner of a piece of paper, have that in your hand, and then open both of the palms like this, and in the open sky, so you have to go outside, make dua, inshallah azawajal, the person will return back home, inshallah azawajal. Someone also asked about a wazifa for domestic dispute. If the husband is angry with his wife, she should invoke Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti 20 times on the bed before sleeping. If the wife is angry with her husband, he should do the same, recite Salat once before and after. The hatred will come to an end, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So that is, mashallah, Ya Mani'u, Ya Mu'ti 20 times. So if the wife is angry with her husband, the husband needs to recite this 20 times at night by sitting on the corner of the bed and recite Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti, Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti. Recite Durood e Paak before that. And if it's vice versa, if the husband is angry with the wife, then the wife should read this wazifa Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti 20 times on the bed. Inshallah, the hatred will be removed. But there's also a few other things that we need to understand. Number one, these arguments and these disputes that happen, they can be avoided. A lot of the time you see people, instead of avoiding the arguments, they go into the arguments, you know, they'll find it. And then you'll have people who are pumping you up as well. Oh no, why you stayed quiet? You know, you're a man, you should speak up, you shouldn't be quiet. Family members as well, they might say, why did you stay quiet? You should have spoken up. What are you scared of? They've confused people's minds. Never ever fall into the trap of the shaitan. A wife living alone is never a good idea. A man living alone without his wife is never a good idea. Always try to look for solutions. Obviously, if there is some solution, then try to act upon that before making any other decision as well. Now, sometimes this other thing happens as well, where you do try to involve the family members, but sadly, rather than getting results, the family members will make things even more worse for them. Yeah. So try to, number one, avoid arguments. And if you do involve the family, make sure. So because what it is, the problem is because they're not Islamically minded. They might be reading their five times namaz, the Quran, but Islamic mindset is something different. Where you always think about your hereafter, you always think about the Sharia, not about your own self, about your own nose, and I'm nakani gala. Yeah, about your own family status and your family values. At this time, Sharia is where you need to look up. And I've seen and I've heard about many families breaking up because of their own families, because of their own parents, yeah, making things worse for them. There was a state where the husband and wife fell out with each other. The wife went to the parents' house, and now the parents were forcing her not to go back. You go and leave the house, we'll break your legs. You leave the house, you're never going to come back. We're dead for you after that. And she was struck, but alhamdulillah, she made the right decision. She left her parents' home and she went back to her own house. Alhamdulillah, the parents are happy with her. They're all living together now. So again, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, don't think that they are always helping you. They might not be helping you. Always, you know, understand, you know, we're not old. Those people who are married, obviously they'll be teenagers, but they'll be youngsters. Always think to yourself, if I do make that decision, sometimes you'll have where parents will say that, you know, don't even do this, let the kids can't go back. So many things that do happen. But as Muslims, we should fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and as Muslims, for us, Sharia is first, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We had someone wanting to do istikhara regarding their mother who was ill, and the sign came as Azmaish. Azmaish, a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. But please remember, we can't attain definite knowledge through istikhara. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. So again, the sign has come back as Azmaish, as a test from Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easier for you, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla give you shifa-i kamila. If you are taking your medication prescribed by the doctor, please carry on. Do visit your doctor as well. Get advice from them. And also, inshallah, as well, if whatever problems you haven't written what illnesses that your mom has, please go and visit the istikhara stalls, and inshallah, they'll give you free tawizat as well, inshallah, that you can use as well. Now, remember, we're not saying do not use medication. What we are saying, when you use medication, use spiritual cure as well. Inshallah, the Quran is very powerful. Take two things for cure, Quran and honey. Honey is a beautiful thing. If you can get the gel, the problem, the original honey, inshallah, the raw honey, that will be brilliant. But shifa is in the Quran as well. So if you do visit the basta, they will give you the tawizat, and inshallah, you'll try to use them as well. Then the other istikhara, code word ocean. Someone wanted an istikhara regarding migraines. So inshallah, I've told you the wazifa for migraines. The istikhara has been done, and that has come back as a temporary difficulty. So again, it's an azmaish. Inshallah, azawajal, migraines will be removed. Recite that wazifa that we also gave you. Inshallah, azawajal, things will get better. Sunnahs of ruku. In ruku, the back should be straight, that even if a glass of water is placed on the back, the glass should remain still. So just imagine you are in a ruku position. and you put a glass of water on there, then the water will not spill. Yeah, it will not spill. So the glass of water is there, you know, your back will be level. If the glass of water is there, it will not spill. So don't bend too much and don't be like that as well. So this is for the men. So their back is level. That's for the men. In ruku, the head should neither be higher nor lower than the back. It should be in straightness of the back. The beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the salah of the one not keeping his back straight in ruku and sujood is insufficient, is imperfect. So if you are in the ruku position, the salah, make sure that your back is straight and the ruku and the sujood are done properly. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, perform your ruku and sujood completely, as by Allah Azza wa Jal, I see you from behind my back. So when you do your ruku and you sujood properly, make sure that your back is bent properly in the ruku position. It is better for a musalli, yani the one offering salah, to utter Allahu Akbar while bending for ruku, to utter takbir when he starts bending for ruku and finish it having bent completely. In order to do, stretch the lam of Allah, not the ba of Akbar, nor any other letter. Uttering Allahu Akbar, do not say Allahu Akbar or Allahu Akbar. This will invalidate the salah. So very important piece of advice and knowledge that we have. Instead of saying Allah, someone says Allah, he's stretching the hamza, the ah, that will invalidate your salah. And for someone, instead of saying Akbar, he says Akbar, he's stretching the ba, that will also invalidate the salah. Keeping hands down, now this is some of the sunnahs of Qoma. Qoma is when you stand up after the ruku. Keeping the hands down to the sides when standing after ruku. So don't have your hands folded in Qoma. Have them on the side here as well. Imams uttering Sami Allahu liman hamida when standing from ruku. So the imam should be saying Sami Allahu liman hamida, and the muqtadi, the person behind, should be reading Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd. Uttering both is a sunnah for munfarid. So both of them, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd, or even rabbana lakal hamd, will be sufficient. For the person reading alone, they should read both of them. Okay, the sunnah will be fulfilled if the words rabbana lakal hamd are uttered, but it is better to add the letter waw after the word rabbana. Uttering Allahumma rabbana is better than uttering rabbana, and adding both, uttering Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd, is better than uttering rabbana lakal hamd. Mashallah. A munfarid should start uttering sami'a Allahu liman hamida while standing from ruku, and having stood erect, he should utter Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd. So when you are stood erect, make sure you read that as well. Some of the sunnahs of sajda: uttering Allahu Akbar when going down for sajda, uttering Allahu Akbar when returning from the sajda, uttering Subhana Rabbiyal A'la at least 3 times in sajda, placing the palms on the ground in sajda, keeping the fingers close together facing the qibla, when going down for sajda, placing the knees, hands, nose, and forehead on the ground in that order. So let me mention that again. When going into sajda, place the knees, the hands, the nose, and the forehead. The knees, the hands, the nose, and the forehead when you go into sajda. Forehead on ground in that order. During that, doing that in reverse order when returning from sajda. Forehead, nose, hands, and knees should be lifted from the ground in that order. During sajda, it is sunnah for men to keep their arms apart from sides and thighs apart from the belly. Not laying forearms on the ground. If you are in a saf, during Jamaat, then do not keep arms away from the side. So especially when you're in Jamaat, you're not going to be doing your sajda like that, because that's going to be affecting other people who are going to be sat next to you or wanting to do sajda. So what you do is you can do the sajda like this, but don't have your arms tucked into your body. Just normal like that, and above the ground the forearms should be. Making the soles of all 10 toes of both feet touch the ground in such a way that their tips face the Qibla. May Allah bless you and forgive our sins, and may Allah keep us all together to serve the beautiful deen of Allah. Jazakallah khaira. I will see you hopefully, inshallah, in next week's program of Spiritual Cures. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever